Spiegel Tent Wollongong on until the end of April. So you need to book in a show. Do not miss out because this is incredible. Some big names coming to the Illawarra.
It's a very tasty menu.
My goodness, Rove McManus, Dave Hughes, Will Anderson. We've got Marsha Hines here doing Velvet, mm-hmm. which is on nearly every day. And tonight, my goodness, do not miss this man. On at 7 p.m, Spiegel Tent Wollongong, Frank Woodley. Good morning.
Hello, Hugh. It's funny, just by putting Marsha Hines at the end of that other list, I couldn't help but get an image of her doing stand-up in my mind.
I wonder how she'd go doing that. I don't know.
I'm not sure either. But I've heard that show Velvet is really good, actually.
It is.
Oh, and I haven't been yet, but Mel has just been raving about it.
Unbelievable. It's so right. good. And the best thing about Spiegel Tent Wollongong is it's not just music, it's acrobats, it's comedy, like yourself. Like, there's so many different varieties.
Yes.
Unless you do some aerobics in yours.
I don't do any disco singing, I don't think. I do, actually. I do a song. It's not going to make any sense at the moment, but it's kind of from Marsha Hines' era. It's the song that was a hit for David Soul, who is the actor from Starsky and Hutch in the 70s, and he had a hit that goes, "Don't give up on us, baby."
Oh, yeah.
So that's my gesture in the Marsha Hines direction.
Right, yeah.
And it now means that Frank Woodley is not only a comedian, he's musical, and if you get a hoop, you can call yourself an acrobat as well.
Yeah, why not? I did once do 3/5 of a back somersault, which was 2/5 not enough, so I gave it up after that.
I do that when I play footy with the kids in the park. Now, mate, we got to know and love you as one half of Leno and Woodley, but you're not just a comedian slash singer slash acrobat slash half somersaulter, but you're an actor as well, because you're in, Kath and Kim Dorella, and you were the damn dog catcher in Oddball, weren't you? I love that movie.
What is that?
It's a kids movie.
Oh.
Oddball, it was a kids film from year before last, that's all about this Maremma dog that protected
the penguin
colony down near Warrnambool, and it's all based on a true story, actually. But I had the opportunity to be the malevolent, evil dog catcher, and that was fun. I found that my acting technique really can be kind of reduced down to shave your head and push your eyebrows down as far as you can.
Sound and look cranky, that's it.
I love the way that you describe yourself as a comedian. There's a quote here that you've done. Let me read it out, everybody. After 30 years of comedy, I still feel as if... wait, let me start. I stuffed that up.
She's a very good reader.
Is that what I said?
Yes.
Wait. That's probably what I said. That's a direct quote. After 30 years in comedy, I still feel like I... I stuffed it up. Let me say that again. That's the quote.
Oh, gosh. It's hard reading someone else's language. After 30 years of comedy, I still feel as if the funny is a giant feral cat that I ride around on, always aware that at any moment it might consider me a mouse.
Right. Well, it can turn on you. You know, one person's...
What the hell was that?
Another person,
that's his canned laughter.
You know?
I'm like, what's going on?
I thought the cat was about to
eat you. That's what I thought.
I often hear people say, I wish I could change my name, but you did that, Frank Woodley, because you were born Frank Wood, but you actually went via deed poll to change your name to Frank Woodley. How hard was that?
I wasn't born Frank Wood. My original name was... Which
gas.
Was really hard to spell. So I've changed it a few times. If you wanted, you could change your name to an obviously innocent man. And then if you ever find yourself being tried for a crime, they'll say, and now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to try an obviously innocent man, you know.
Frank Woodley, as we finally wrap this interview up and the brilliance that you have delivered, what can we expect from your show?
If you come along to my show, I stuffed that up. Let me say it again. it's got a story, but it's basically me for an hour trying to do anything and everything that I can to keep the audience laughing.
All right, Frank Woodley, tonight, Spiegel Tent Wollongong, 7 p.m. Check it out. Thank you so much.
Thanks for talking to me. See ya.